What up, y'all? This is your boy, Westside Willie, pilot of the Bebop, coming in. I'm just letting y'all know that we will be departing from Detroit very shortly. So everybody get in their seats, sit down, relax, and if there's any thickums on this flight, you're invited to the cockpit.
Bebop, got it on lock. Check your wristwatch. Tick-tock, time for lift off. You hear the stars calling. Baby, come and hold me tight, because the sky's falling in deep space, writing these jams. All I need is Jordan. Don't look back. It's a price on your head. And they'll double that pay if you alive, not dead. These cats is new to these scenes and new to these walls. And when the shots start firing, they start to look for the duck. Baby, don't get too close. I'm a cowboy. Wake up and see that I'm gone. I'm where the stars gone. One thing I can say about life is that it's not born. And one thing I can say about us, we'll never stop hunting. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. Stop catching up in space so long. I'm getting used to us suiting up. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. If the feds stop catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up.
This gonna be like dum 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 dum.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat. And mic check, 1 2 1 2. Bebop boys back. Welcome back to the Bebop podcast, where we talk about anime, movies, comic books, and all types of fly shit. Fellas, boppers, bopper, boppers. We back. What's the word?
Back. I feel like we back early too, but it's only been a week.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we back on schedule.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Panda. Nice. Panda.
Is Nick wearing two? Nick, you wearing two glasses?
Panda.
I did not even notice that.
That's two shades.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Hey, here.
Two shades.
Pass over to you.
Oh, oh shit. It's the shades episode.
Hold on. My hair being here, so I
I'm going to break my shit.
If y'all.
God damn. Hold that head.
Yeah, I got to watch the YouTube.
Relax.
My bad.
Relax.
It's all good.
What were you saying, Pop?
I was saying Panda.
That's me. What up?
Yeah. How was your week?
Week. Slow week.
Slow week.
Slow weekend. Fast week, slow weekend. Mm. Yeah. Caught up on some.
That's all you gonna get the people.
This one you said who?
That's all you gonna get the people.
No, that's all they
fast week, slow weekend, baby. That's it. We gone.
They know how it is, baby.
That's worse.
They know how it is.
That's worse.
Yeah. Yo, so my family from out of town, from Florida. Okay. They came through to my grandma's crib and I wasn't there.
You said fuck your fam?
Damn.
Nah, not really.
I mean,
I was there for I was there on Friday. They were doing some karaoke.
Okay, that's
sat in the back, like, yeah.
That looked alive. I think I remember seeing that on the gram and shit.
Yeah, that shit was live. Nah, it was live. They was killing that Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I wasn't invited.
He said, oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I was going to see you the next day anyway.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't.
But you didn't.
No, I canceled on him.
You did?
Yeah.
And then it was like, he goes, I'll be available tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and he's like, I meant Monday.
Mm. Yeah, because I said work day. I said after work. So obviously.
Just hold me.
Next and business man, day?
Yeah. It was like, yo, you ain't going to hang with that white boy. Tell me what to do. Just because of Montgomery, y'all think y'all can tell me what to do?
That's the wildest shit that's happened.
Nah, but family. Yo. Girl time. That was it.
That's it?
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah, work. Trying to get some studio sessions going.
Okay, you back in the lab again, man?
Next weekend.
You about to leave
next
us?
Weekend, yeah.
Leave us. You about to start
yeah,
working
yeah, yeah exactly, yeah. Y'all, that intro not free. How you think we got that intro? Yeah, we had to get that creative juice.
Okay, okay.
No, I meant like,
oh. You know. I'm like, damn, I'm on it. Hold on, what I got to pay for?
Yo, if the writer can't get their checks, you can't get their check.
Yeah, I wrote my verse.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Off the top of the, I ain't write it. It was top of the, I recorded that while I was driving.
Mm. Did I write my? Yeah, of course I wrote that. Of course I did. But yeah, that was it. Pretty tame.
Okay, what about you, Nick?
You guys know me. Mm-hmm. You know me crazy. Crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, went to work, crazy. Mm-hmm. Came home, went to bed, crazy. Mm-hmm. Sat on the couch, wallowed. You know.
Wait, wallowed?
Why you wallowing, bro?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, man, because, you know, I watched. What did I watch?
Kick it to the homies if you wallowing.
No, man. Mm. I watched podcasts all weekend.
Mm. Okay. Did you watch a Bebop podcast where we talk about anime, movies, comic books, and all types of
flash
shit?
I did watch it, and I made some clips, so I had to watch it.
Okay. No. He ain't watched
it. I watched The Basement Yard.
Ah.
I watch my boys.
We ain't make the list.
Sorry.
He didn't. No, he
you guys make the list every Wednesday.
He don't fuck with us like that.
Yeah. I fuck with y'all. Nah, I texted y'all.
It's cool. You don't fuck with us like that, y'all. If you don't fuck with anime, movies, comic books, and all types of plot shit, I understand.
I'm all those things. That's me all day, baby.
I don't know, man.
What did I do? What's today? Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah, no, I didn't really. I literally just sat on the couch.
And watch podcast.
And watch The Basement Yard. My bad.
Wow. And text the group chat, and that was it.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Occasional meme sending. You know the usual. I'm not really. Like, somebody asked me what I do for fun.
Yeah.
I told them sleep.
You old. So
I love sleep, and I don't care. Because people are like, if I sleep, then I've wasted the day. Okay, I don't. That day's done. We have many more to go. Why are you worried about that one?
I want to say something, man.
And that's fine with me. I'm cool with that. Really? If I died in my sleep, perfect.
Because I'm like dying in your sleep is like the cheap way to go.
It's cheap way, yeah, for sure. I would like we were talking about yesterday. You know, I don't want nothing getting in my way.
I don't want nobody taking my shine. Oh, okay.
we ain't gonna say what we said yesterday. But but let's just say it had to do with you want to be the only one.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of selfishness. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you die, like you want to be your day.
Right. Yeah. They want to be, but they gonna fuck Jaleer's name up in the fucking on the fucking news report.
Sorry if I get this wrong, but actually
you don't want to be the same day as like a famous person.
No. Well, that's not what we were saying, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be the homie that died the same day Michael Jackson died.
No, you don't. And somebody famous did die the same day.
Nobody.
Lil Tay just died today.
Lil who?
TJ?
Lil Tay.
Lil TJ? Brother, bro. Yeah. Oh, the little Asian girl. Who
yeah, she's 14.
Like, the little
9-year-old
girl that was
flexing with
everybody.
Yeah.
She got murdered, I guarantee.
She got murdered?
Yeah, she was pronounced dead.
She was forced to...
Yeah. Bro, somebody on her YouTube changed her bio to like help me, and like it was that for a minute, and nobody noticed.
Yeah, she died today at 14.
Huh. Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy. A little depressing. I don't even want to talk about my week.
Damn.
Oh yeah, sorry man. How was your week?
Yeah, my bad, Kid Cudi.
Speeding bullet to heaven. All how's alone? It going?
I know, dog. I don't even want to talk about it.
That's no, cool. let's chipper it up because I seen you had bubble fight.
You did have a bubble fight in the fucking hall.
Yeah.
The hell was
how
that?
Was that? I didn't get invited.
That was Steve Larkin from the Red Wings. He got married. Can I shout him? Dylan Larkin. Apologies.
Can you say what on your podcast?
I don't know if we sound like an NDA. I don't know. Fuck. Anyways, he got married to his lady. They had an after party.
That's a public thing, I feel.
Well, it was a private event.
But
but what if he had a side chick and now you blowing up the situation?
I mean, well, she better know he's getting married.
Everybody got to know he's getting married. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, we did the after party or whatever, and they had, like, a bubble machine and shit like that. So, it was cool. Like, so.
They had a bubble machine?
Yeah, so it was like a bubble gun, bro. They 20.
It's never too old for a bubble machine.
21, 22. Exactly. I agree. And then there's a popcorn machine or whatever, too. So, yeah. Red Wings cast was in there. I ain't know half of them because
Wes would be disappointed, bro.
I know I should have called the homie. Yo, man.
Yo, Wes, guess who here?
I don't know, bro. I'm about to FaceTime you. Just show you, like, look, bro. You anybody look familiar? But nah, the week was
so the bubble bass happened. And
the bubble bass worked, bro. I've been working. This working, bro. I finally kind of slowed down just a little bit, so I gotta focus back on the pod and shit like that, bro. Yeah, but memes, videos. Videos, tea parties. Tea parties.
Oh, you talking about the Alabama tea
party. The sweet tea party.
Yeah, exactly.
The chairs.
The history making.
The history.
History making, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So what I found out was that they weren't supposed to be parked there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dude told them to, like, leave. They got, you know, belligerent. And, no, I think he moved. I think he, like, told them away from the, what's it called? But they got belligerent. And yeah, we seen what happened.
Yep.
We seen what happened. No, at first they like, yo, we all good. It's 3-on-1. We good. And then that back signal went up.
The hat
went up.
Yep.
And all time it just slowed. The time just slowed down. Everybody just collectively turned their heads. Was like, oh hell no. Nah.
The homie hit the water.
Yeah.
Yep.
The SSD.
That was one of the best things I've seen all year. Is just you see him swim in the scene, and I'm just like, oh yeah. And kudos to him, though, because it takes a lot of energy, first of all, to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to pull himself up onto the dock.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a lot of energy.
And they was
cheering
him on. Get up. Get up there.
Get up there, young blood.
Get in there, young blood.
And he still put in the 20 piece on one person.
Nah, yeah, he did. That's some 16-year-old. Them 16-year-old hands.
He was like Rock Lee out there.
He was.
Probably.
Third grade. He went third gate. Third gate.
Nah, but yeah, the ship was called Harriet. Harriet, excuse me. It's called the Harriet, but
the Harriet Tubman ship.
Yeah, the Harriet Tubman. Man, that's crazy. Now it's called the SS Deadass. Gonna whoop your ass, man.
It should be called the chair.
The chair shit was wild. Yeah.
He binked the shit out that one lady.
Bro, she was minding her business. All you see, boink. Nah, I said,
she was not minding her business.
Yo. I mean, I'm saying she was sitting there. You know,
she was sitting there
because
she got put down.
Yeah, she was collecting herself.
How important is it for y'all?
Collect a little more.
How important is it for you for your girl to know how to fight? Like, if I'm getting jumped.
If you are jumping in, know what you're doing.
I think that's what I'm going to say.
No,
she
exactly.
Know the protocol.
That's what I'm like, yo, if I'm getting jumped.
You should know the protocol.
Also, they started the jumping.
Go to the car and get the blue.
Tables have turned.
Listen, that don't matter. I mean,
that shit was hilarious.
That shit does matter. But I'm talking about if you getting jumped, like, if this fight was like, oh, shit, now I'm losing.
No,
I'm going to need my girl to jump in. The white girl was just standing there getting
the girls were jumping in when they were. More numbers, the girls jumped in. Mm. Then the tables had turned, and then the girls were like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah,
but no, bitch, Eugene was coming to you.
Fight,
man. But not get it. Nah, man, go get the blick, bro. What you gonna do, man? We out here. Go get the car. Go to the car.
Now you talking to Detroit Lane.
No, go to the car.
I want the ones.
Come back and up this bitch. They playing.
I am glad that nobody did get
what
hurt.
What you gonna do? We both gonna get beat up. We both gonna get beat up. That's crazy, man. Gonna shoot somebody.
I would have jumped in.
I'd rather get jumped with my girl. That's like a bonding thing.
That's crazy. I'd rather my girl blow somebody.
No. Okay. No.
Come in here and
I have beat somebody
not playing.
Up in front of my girl. Huh? I have beat somebody up in front of one of my.
Yeah, you look strong too. Yeah. Right, you fucked hard that night.
I don't even think I did. I think I went to jail that night.
All I'm saying is, if I was there, I would have jumped in. But I would have had to be a little bit more. I would have had to call out my attacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I didn't want either side getting confused about whose side I was
on. He's on our side. No, he's on our side.
I would have had to call out my attacks. I don't want the whites thinking I'm with him. Exactly. So I would have been like, I'm getting him, the white. I'm going to hit the white.
Yeah,
I would have had to call it out.
Yeah, you got hit with a chair.
I'm with you. Hold on.
Friendly fire.
So I would have had to call my attacks. I could have been a double agent. I could have whispered, hey, I'm act like I'm with them, but I'm not.
And hey, bro, just put your hands down. We shouldn't fight. Just kidding. Nah, that shit would have been funny.
I would have had a whisper.
That shit was
like,
wild,
don't worry, they're gonna think I'm with them, but I'm not.
No, it was funny. It, like you said, the memes were funny. Duh. The on your left memes.
So good. Oh my god!
And I think for me, though, like one of the older homies pointed out earlier, like it was mostly old people out there getting busy.
Oh yeah, man, they've been
like,
waiting for this.
Like the younger crowd, like we really not like on that type of shit. And then, like, the older homies still, like, fighting in, like,
no,
the
60s, they was right. They've been waiting for this shit.
They've been waiting for it.
I'm waiting.
Since the 60s,
yeah,
though.
Exactly. The MLK hate out on them. Like, damn, bro. I was born in the 90s.
You still tight?
You still tight? Yeah, man, fuck that, yo. They had to make it known. So shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad that they pulled up on that type of time, and also that nobody did like get hurt.
Life for real.
Yeah, because
just lessons were learned.
Yeah, lessons were learned.
Yeah, man.
And it's good when nobody gets murdered.
Leave people to fuck alone.
You know.
Don't jump people. Leave people to fuck alone. Y'all shouldn't be putting your hands on each other.
No, because they did come over there on that big time.
There was no reason. My man's probably didn't even want to clock into work that day.
Nah,
he wanted 10 times worse.
He wanted to clock. He threw the hat up. He's like, oh yeah, son.
I've been waiting for this since day one.
He was waiting. He threw that bitch up.
This is why I applied for this job.
It would have been funny if somebody caught that bitch and jumped down.
Shit, dog.
He did get rid of his hat.
Yeah, the fucking superhero landing hat. That was like a superhero.
Bro, that shit
was
crazy.
That was the bat signal.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Nah, so that was.
Everybody sprung in.
And they got arrested, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
looked like get arrested.
They said they looking for the chair dude. Somebody was like, "Oh, I ain't see no chair."
No, the chair dude.
He was the first one to
get arrested.
Oh, he already did.
Yeah.
The cop was right next to him when he binked though.
Oh, yeah.
And the cops was
the
cops.
The cops
was
kind of let him ride. They said, "Bink." He said, "Are you tripping? Hey, nigga, come on.
Gotta take it to the extreme. She already died."
Whoa, nigga, come on. Man, damn.
All right. Come here, man.
We was with you till you did that shit, nigga.
Damn it. You just had to go and do it.
He's probably laughing and everything. So he binked her ass like, damn, bro.
Somebody put a
It would have been hard to be a cop that day.
I wouldn't stop him from binking her.
Yeah,
like, if these niggas in the wrong, I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
But you know people going to file their complaints with the cops and everything.
Yeah,
yeah, bro. So
I'm not. Like, I would have just been like, number. No, they're getting what they deserve right now. Hold on,
right, exactly.
You gotta learn your lesson. That's like when you're a little kid, you done fucked up, and then you get hit, and you're like, oh no. He's gotta learn.
You can't be jumping.
Gotta
people,
learn.
Bro.
Yeah, you can't jump people because look. You guys thought you were big and bad and tough. Boy, oh boy, the turns have tabled.
Nick been waiting. Nick been waiting a week.
Oh yeah. Fuck that shit.
I'm just saying.
I'm
a firm believer in lesson learning.
Somebody put a beam on a chair. Put a red beam on a chair. It was moving that bitch.
Went straight. Hey, he hit that one man's a couple times.
Bro,
I'm like,
he was on that bitch rip, bro. I feel like throw
it
out.
It was
bitch.
An automatic on him, and then he switched it to a one shot on the lady.
He put a semi. He went semi to one shot. That's crazy,
bro.
Auto to semi.
That shit was nuts, though, man. But.
Yeah,
that was
man.
A good time.
That was good.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they had their day. What was it? Is it January 6th? Whatever day they stormed the Capitol?
Bro,
yeah. Yeah. It's January 6th.
Yeah. Now we got August 6th. So
yeah.
It's even.
They learned it the hard way on January 6th, too. They shot that person. And everyone was like, damn, they shouldn't have done that. And I'm like,
well, you
shouldn't have
done
what you did, but it is what it is.
Y'all all stormed the Capitol.
It's crazy how you did something
illegal.
I still think that's the wildest shit in the world.
Some wild shit in American history. Like, that got to go in. That got to go in the history. Because I know y'all
will.
Put a lot of stuff underneath, but storming the Capitol?
Yeah, that's terrorist.
Bro, I feel like that's if terrorism. You do that in other countries, they will probably shoot you on sight.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably. Definitely Russia.
Yeah, they probably shoot you on motherfuckers.
Definitely Russia. You won't even make it. You won't even make it.
The first there. As soon as somebody picked somebody, they was climbing that bitch.
Yeah.
Like it was assassins fucking.
They were breaking open windows, breaking open doors and shit.
Then they were throwing 7 mile up in the goddamn chairs.
They was
and
not
shit.
Throwing 7 mile up.
Bro, he was throwing 7 mile. He did, bro.
That was like.
That's all right. That could be anything.
That was like 17.
That was 7 miles.
17 miles.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody from 7 mile was storming the Capitol. He was
the dude who owned 7 mile.
Seen that bitch like 7 mile, better mile, better 100,000. Like, damn.
They think he got 7 years. No, 7 months. Sorry, right, my bad.
Yeah.
Ain't got no time. Ain't got no time.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles? All right, yeah.
How was it?
Let's change the political subject.
Oh, my God.
Way better than I expected.
So amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing.
And
what did you expect?
I expected it to be okay. But it was better than okay.
Yeah.
Way better than okay. Like I thought the cast was gonna be the one that like carried it. Even though I wouldn't say carried it, but like,
and so the story was solid.
The story was good, the pacing was good. Like it was I didn't even realize like how much time passed. Because I was just so entertained.
So like locked into the movie and shit.
Yeah,
like,
so okay. Locked in the movie. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I told them I was like, damn, I'm kind of mad that shit over with.
Yeah. Damn. He said that was the only thing he didn't like about the movie. That it ended.
You think they're going to run it back?
Oh, no. They got to.
The way they ended it. Yeah, with that post-credit scene.
Yeah.
It was funny. Every
That's
scene was
spoiler
funny.
Alert.
Oh,
Go
yeah.
ahead.
Spoiler alert.
You want us to tell you what the end credit scene was?
No, just the movie.
Shredder.
I mean, kind of.
Okay.
I thought he said you did. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to tell you that.
He but said
it was Shredder.
He goes, no, Shredder.
Shredder. Hey, you want me to take Shredder? It was Shredder in the fucking end credits.
I don't know if you know this, but Shredder.
Shredder's in the movie, dog.
Well,
he
is
the Nick, bro.
I know. I tried to upshine him this episode. Man.
I see that.
I mean, listen.
You
I
beat
listen,
him to
the? I actually
to the
listen to us. So
oh,
yeah. I actually listen and study film. So yeah.
Study film?
So, yeah.
No, calm down, Andrew Garfield.
No.
Lear write notes like, I'm going to beat him to it. He at the crib like, I'm on his ass. Watch this. Shredder.
He's riding it like he stand.
Got him, Shredder.
Dog, he was riding to this bitch talking about something. I'm fucking watch
Shredder. I'm gonna say it. Shredder.
Shredder.
You're fucking practicing in the mirror.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah, Shredder.
No. Shredder.
It up
too much force.
Shredder.
Nah.
I'm gonna whisper it. Shredder.
But I really did thought you say it spoiled it. My bad. Well, you know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Shredder and all that
shit.
He wasn't the villain.
Yeah, I thought he'd be in the villain.
No, it was the real villain was milking.
Yeah. Technically, yeah. The real villain was milking. They milked the fuck out of them turtles.
I need you to elaborate.
No, bro. They did.
The whole movie. They're like, yo,
human, don't go around humans because they just going to milk you. And that was fucking Jackie.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they get kidnapped by humans. And guess what?
They milk
strapped them to a milking machine.
But it was, they milk.
That shit was so fucking funny.
They shit from the shells, though.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bro.
But the whole time, they're like, how are they going to milk us? We ain't even got nipples. They kept saying that shit, bro. That shit was so fucking funny, bro.
That movie
was so good.
That movie was good.
He said, how are they going to milk us? We don't even have nipples. And then they brought it up with April. She's like, you guys don't even have nipples. And then boy, oh boy, they hooked up to the milking machine, and gave milk. And then Master Splinter, when he shows up to save him, he's like,
I told you.
What was that? And they're like, it's nothing, it's nothing. And then April's like, it says milking machine. And he goes, I told you. They want to milk you.
Bro,
shit was so fucking
Ice
funny.
Ice Cube was super fly. He was like the main villain.
Killed it.
He did like some. He did some NWA references. Remember, he was chasing them, kicked in the door, and says, 6 a.m. police at my door. I'm like, nigga, what these kids know about this nigga? But it is made by Seth Rogen, so
inspired.
That shit was so good. So many good references in the movie, period, for pop culture references and all.
It's talking about Riz and shit.
Yeah, Michelangelo was talking about his favorite improviser was Mark Ruffalo. And like, he wanted to be better than him at improvising and shit like that. They even said that he improvised the scene from Avengers Endgame when he was at the table and they wanted to get that signature and that photo with him and shit
like
that.
Yeah, I remember
he was
that.
Like, yeah, he improvised majority of that scene in this and that. I'm like, damn, bro, this is... Because one, I didn't know that shit.
Mm.
And two, like, the fact that, like, they're talking about this shit in this movie makes it more relatable to the people who are watching it. Because they're like, oh, fuck yeah, they're referencing something I enjoy.
Yeah, well, like, if you even watch Ninja Turtles, remember watching it, they usually do that. They're teenagers. They witty.
But it's kind of dope, like, what you're saying is, like, having the Ninja Turtles, like, be in real time. Like,
they're like
you
us.
You bring in this character, like, from the 90s, and then you get an interpretation of them like 2023.
I was really
impressed that like they had a whole... I'm just so used to Ninja Turtles and like Shredder. Like they had the whole movie without Shredder.
Yeah.
And it was still good.
Still amazing.
John Cena was in it, right?
John Cena was in it. What was he, Bebop? Or Rocksteady. He was one of the two.
Rocksteady.
Seth Rogen was the other one.
It was Bebop. They had like Post Malone was in there. They had
Hannibal Burns
in there.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie was in that bitch.
He was Master Splinter.
Okay.
Paul Rudd. Mongo Gecko.
Oh, Jackie Chan and John Cena dropped the movie on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I gotta see that too.
I'm 45 minutes in. Did y'all finish it?
I ain't start that shit.
I'm at
45
minutes. Oh
you
yeah, you
fuck
still,
Netflix.
I been standing on that shit. It's been like about 2 months though. I'm solid. You've been having that same take, so I'm here for it. Like,
I never fucked with Netflix.
No, you did, but I'm saying like the last 2 months though, like you've been really saying fuck Netflix and like, huh?
Oh yeah, we canceled.
Oh, you canceling shit? Oh
yeah,
today, shit!
I'm canceling my Disney Plus for sure.
You're canceling Disney Plus?
I'm canceling it.
Why would you? What you canceling?
Fuck
for?
Disney!
Damn, what's going on now?
They some hoes.
With this writer's strike? Writer's
strike. They just want to put AI into everything. Just fuck
they
them.
They did just say that.
Oh damn! Yeah. So we ain't fucking with Disney no more.
I don't fuck.
Well,
with
the thing is,
I'm still watch Marvel movies.
That's what I'm trying to say. How we gonna watch the shows?
I'm gonna watch the shows. I'm gonna pirate them bitches. Fuck Disney.
You can watch them, just not on Disney.
Yeah, fuck Disney. Yeah. I'm pirating them bitches. Yeah. Call me Luffy.
Yeah, damn. My subscription stopped, so I just ain't gonna renew it.
Oh damn, we really standing on that shit?
Yeah.
Well, they can't. Marvel's owned by Disney. They can't do that.
Damn,
Hulu.
No,
they got fuck Hulu. Disney.
It's all good, bro.
Bebop's not. We ain't fucking with Disney.
I'm not fucking with them right now.
I mean,
two out of the three.
I gotta cancel. And you know I'll be wearing my
MCU cape like a motherfucker.
Damn, yeah. Bro.
Fuck them paid niggas.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was gonna be like Max and like Roxanne for Halloween.
For real? Is that? No, that's Disney. My bad.
I know. That's a goof movie. I shouldn't do it no more, huh?
Fuck Disney.
Damn.
Until they negotiate. Now, I'm not saying cancel like, all the way out. Until they negotiate a settlement, they said that they keep saying, yo, we're going to do it this Friday. And I think something gets pushed back or they don't come to terms.
So they ain't an AI bag, huh?
They some hoes.
Yeah, it's they some hoes.
I ain't going to stop
and it's
saying
not
that.
Just Disney. It's not just Disney.
It's all of them.
It's all of them.
All of them.
All of Hollywood, huh?
Except for Tubi. That's
you
ooh,
fuck
that's
with Tubi, man. They should drop that bitch on Tubi.
Please,
that's something that you practice in the car. Hold up.
No, hold on. Listen, I practiced this in the car. I did say this. Yo, so I was with my girl this weekend, and for the first time ever, I watched Tubi.
Okay.
And listen, I fuck with Tubi because like, I feel like anything can go on there. Like if Wes shot a movie and it then like got it real cleaned up and everything,
it can go on
there. Motherfucker, this girl put on this show called Hoochie Daddies, and it was about fucking studs.
Pause. You watch Hoochie Daddies?
Bro, it was about studs, so it wasn't gay, because it was women. But they gay studs. Still. Nigga, you know how many of them studs I would have took now?
Okay. Yeah. I'm here for it.
And so I can't say dog sucking season.
Hell no. Studs and dogs is different things. No.
Yeah, a hot dog is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, that's another thing. Suck hot dogs, eat
them. No, you suck them bitches down.
You give me heaven. You're going to get Wes an aneurysm.
You definitely going to get Wes been doing this shit all day.
We watching this shit, right? It's these bitches in this house, and they're competing for something, and they just keep playing the theme song over and over and over
again. The Bebop theme song?
No. The fucking Hoochie Daddy theme song.
Oh, damn. They wasn't trying
Hoochie
to see
Daddies,
me.
Come outside. Hoochie Daddies, we live. I'm like, bro. Oh. I fuck with this shit.
That should be my theme song.
Season 2 coming next. Yo, pay them writers, because season wild. 2 coming in 2024. Look, but I want to say that. Tubi actually do pay their people. So.
Well, also, Tubi gives you an opportunity to practice and get out there and, you know, be in the thing. Yeah. So, you know, good on Tubi.
So, shout out to Tubi.
People were trashing Tubi, but in all fairness, Tubi gives you the opportunity.
Yeah, Tubi had a Super Bowl commercial.
They give you the experience.
Yeah,
so,
Miz put me on Tubi. Told me about Mike Tyson murder mysteries on there.
Mm. Oh, I'll go to sleep to that stuff. I'm
hilarious.
It's a lot of Detroit stuff on Tubi, too.
Yeah. We can shoot a movie on Tubi. Mm-hmm. We go right to Tubi, man.
Yeah, my boy's got a movie on there.
Bro, we gotta shoot a clip, man. We gonna get in our bag in the fall, bro.
Yeah. This is my type of weather, so I thrive in this weather.
Same, bro.
The fall?
But it's like a Libra thing, right? It's like an October thing.
Yeah. I thought you said a Bieber thing.
That's what Libra I thought he thing. Said, too. I said, no, we're done cutting for Bieber.
Nope, Libra.
We're done cutting for
Bieber. He said a Bieber thing. Libra.
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 Libra scales.
Yeah. I'm not a Libra.
October, but enjoying the fall is usually a trait of the Libra.
I don't know what a Libra is. I'm an Eastsider, bro. But anyway, yo, Tubi.
That's who you was fighting when you was up in school?
That's who I was what?
Oh, you was fighting the West Side?
No, no,
you beat up a White Side thing in front of your
the
girl.
Only reason I don't really, the only reason me and the West Side at odds right now.
You from Joy Row, nigga?
A chick broke my heart on the West Side. Everybody else on the West Side is cool. For real? I actually like the West Side, yeah.
Then West
you gotta get over it.
There's usually no traffic over there.
My wife from the West Side.
Your wife from the West Side, see? The West Side be having some bad women. They be having some,
I ain't gonna cap.
Oh my God.
Them bitches bad shit crazy.
The finest light-skinned girls are gonna be on the West Side. I swear to God.
Over the West Side. Like, the East Side hoes, like, they straight. They more like, they like girl next door, homie type shit.
I'm gonna go to the West Side.
No, go to the West Side.
Go to the West Side.
I'm gonna go to the West Side.
Go to the West Side.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. I used to go to Northland.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you can get off on the West Side.
I'm gonna go there.
Yeah, man. I'll see you with the chain. Chain on.
No, just go to Northland. Go get some.
No, don't go to Northland. Don't go to Northland.
We'll go to the West Side.
That shit closed, bro.
Go I'm gonna go to the West Side.
She be standing outside the building like.
Go to Fairlane. Well, Fairlane used to have a hoes.
Fairlane used to have a hoes too.
Dog, they had. It was like the ratchet, like nice.
Yeah, but like we used to be, you know, being going to them hood malls and then like going
Eastland?
Like to fucking yeah,
Eastland?
Going to like them hood malls, yeah. But then like going to like
Fairlane?
To fucking like 12 Oaks and like fucking Great Lakes Crossing and shit and seeing different.
I watched the guy get robbed in Eastland.
You did?
That shit was the funniest thing ever.
Eastland had the most fire Chinese food for like
they
years.
They did. Then bro, I found out it was dirty as shit.
Yeah.
Why
you got all that ruined?
I don't give a fuck.
Nope.
I don't give a fuck. It's still good.
I need it.
I don't fuck with it no more. That's what she said. Or he said. Whatever. All inclusive.
The Hoochie Daddies.
Everybody.
Hoochie Daddies.
Everybody's eating. We're all eating. I had chili for the first time today.
They about to make it
in life.
Yeah, I thought they were about to make
that's
it a
dope. That's dope.
Add some apartments over there.
Eastland?
Eastland. They have some apartments over there. But they might add a, they don't give a fuck. People got to live.
No, man.
Yeah,
no, they don't.
People fuck.
They got apartments over in the parking lot by my job. Why the fuck would you put apartments there?
Because people can't see.
It don't make sense, though, because it's a strip mall, and then in the parking lot, it's an apartment building.
That is some
lit.
Fucking American
like, it's literally
shit.
Where you're supposed to
capitalism.
Park. They just said, fuck parking. Here's an apartment building.
Here goes some capitalism.
It's worse. So stupid.
That is. That is fucking true. That is some New York shit.
They said,
that's
we ain't
fun.
Got no room.
That's
we can go
fun.
Up. Oh,
we
shit.
Don't got no room.
We go up.
That shit's fun, though. Like, I would love to live above, like, something.
You think so?
You do live above. You live above people now. Nah,
no, I'm talking about like I would love to like I get home like I would love to live.
You on the Indian burial ground? What are you talking about?
I fucking wish. Nah, man,
go.
I would
no,
love
to
live above like a liquor store or something. Because if I need something, I just go down right quick.
Yo, exactly.
But then you gonna hear all the noise off of the scuffling.
That don't bother me. I sleep with a fan on and I sleep with a pillow over my head.
I'm trying to tell
he
you,
trying
man,
to take himself out. He just go to sleep.
Wake up like, damn.
God damn.
I sleep with a pillow over my head.
He wake up, look in the mirror, pussy. And then just get ready for work.
We can't joke about
it. A weighted blanket?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah, we
How heavy
we
is it?
We can definitely joke about it.
All my friends are dead.
How heavy is it?
All my friends are dead.
Push me to the edge.
All my friends are
dead. Wait.
They got kicked in the head.
What are we talking about?
All my friends are dead.
What are we talking about?
Little Uzi Vert.
Why are you talking about suicide?
I was talking about a different
Well, you
thing.
Was just making fun of
Oh, talking about him dying?
Yeah.
I'm making fun about him dying.
Right. No, but
me and him were in a suicide pack.
Oh, yeah,
pack.
But we are. Yeah,
we're
okay,
in a suicide
yeah.
pack.
Y'all okay. in a suicide pack?
Yeah, we talked about this on the pod before.
Oh, this episode only got dark.
No, it's not. We did that shit for fun.
About, that's a dark sentence.
No, it's not.
We had a suicide pack.
Motherfucker
won't
let me die alone.
Bro, like, but what if we live for a long time?
It's true.
Then it won't be dark.
I'd be so mad. I don't want to live past, like,
Manifestation.
I'm doing it.
Exactly.
Nope.
I'm okay
I'm
with it.
No.
You know, he's a spiritual person.
Yeah,
he believes.
Yeah, you're right. That is in that shit. Yeah.
I look at the facts.
I got medical condition upon medical condition. I'm good.
We going to the gym.
I got a
Friday
big heart
after my haircut.
I got an enlarged heart. Yeah, it's all the love I got to give.
I got so much.
Give some to the writers, Dan.
Somebody got to do it.
Somebody got to do it.
Right here, boy.
Oh, man.
But speaking of large hearts, you know, there's a lot of love in anime.
Transition. You rubbing off on
me. I like it, man.
You rubbing off on me.
Pause. I like it, man.
Anime, you know? A lot of love for it right now. A lot of love for it right now, especially coming from me, the big heart baby.
Oh, we even talk about Luffy. We didn't talk about Luffy.
Gear 5?
Yeah, homie.
Well, we're getting on to anime right now. Gear 5 broke literally websites.
All you haters out there, he let him have his moment. Sorry, Wes. Let him have... This came out on me. Let him have his moment. So
let him have his moment.
Because when the UI Goku happened and it did the same thing, not comparing nothing.
No.
It did the same thing. Y'all niggas was loud.
Yeah.
When the Naruto thing happened, when it was Boruto, when that happened, y'all was loud.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. But when Goku did that surf,
Kamehameha.
Oh my god,
that shit!
I left the room.
That shit's the late start. I ain't gonna cap.
That was fire.
That's one of the that's in top 5 greatest anime moments of all time.
That might be top 5 greatest moments of all time.
And he hit that bitch in her face. He didn't care if she was a bitch, bro. I said, oh,
bro, she thought she had him because he was in the air,
man.
I said, oh, he a dog.
She said, where you going from here?
He said,
I'm going to ride the wave.
Something so crazy. I said,
that was so clean.
No, that shit was
I was watching that shit with Mike and Kyle.
Bro.
Mike would come over every time the new episode would come out. We were watching that bitch, bro. You know how it is when some shit like that happens. You got to pause it, leave the room.
I had chills, bro.
I had to leave the room.
I know it's I will be truthful about Super because, like, it's a lot of lows in Super. But when the highs is highs, they highs.
Them last 10 was nuts, bro. When 17 blew through dog shit, I was like, bro.
Goku and Frieza fight.
Together.
Man, yeah,
that was nice.
It was the ending of the Power of Tournament was nice. Power of Tournament was fine.
Tournament
but like
tournament power.
Whatever.
Okay.
I ain't showing that.
If I say five gear, I'm gonna get a headphone on that.
Come on,
no,
bro,
you call whatever
Jiren,
you want because they call it gear fifth. They call it gear fifth.
Jiren was walking.
Like
Jiren was
the Goku Black arc. I did like when Goku Black showed up, but I did not like the ending, because I only watched the anime one. Didn't do the manga one. Because in the manga, they only go back in time one time.
Yeah,
they only go back one time. But in the anime, it's like a crutch they lean on. It's like fucking. It's two times.
Back.
They keep going back, and then they do the hyperbolic time chamber in the middle of a fight and leave Trunks white ass there.
Like fucking, you get busy and shit.
Yeah. Right, like, yo, he only goes Super Saiyan 2. Let's just leave him here. Like, what
that writing was a little iffy.
Nah, yeah.
But let's get back to what the
Gear 5.
Sorry, let's get back to Gear 5.
Make it about because Dragon Ball Z.
Because Gear 5 was gorgeous. Crunchyroll crashed. Like 4 other anime websites crashed.
They had to put it
on X-Videos. Uploaded the whole thing to X-Videos.
Yeah. I was over there. I was watching X-Videos, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. episode uploaded X-Videos.
Let me get off this pinky video.
I mean, dude, it's
the
such
classics. Good. The classics? You spend time with the classics?
Yeah. No, it still got 50 million views.
Was it new pinky or old pinky?
It was old pinky. I don't know. It was like the middle pinky.
A little chunky?
Little chunk on there. But I saw Gear 5 there. I'm like, oh, shit. Let me text Nick after I'm done with this.
Hopefully you watched it.
I'm joking. I was praising the Lord on my phone.
Praise the Lord.
And on my phone.
Yo, so Gear 5, bro.
Yeah. So how you feel about it? How you feel about that?
The animation was gorgeous. Absolutely stunning. Beautiful, beautiful. I love how they added the Looney Tunes sound effects.
Because Tom and Jerry sound
he's
effects?
Yeah, because he's just so fucking goofy. Mm-hmm. And so with Gear 5, he's able to basically kind of like manipulate the reality around him in a way.
Okay. I want to say something on that come goofy on thing right now. I don't know if this is true, but someone said that Oda was a fan of, I think,
Goku.
No, like Tom and Jerry or the Looney Tunes, and so he wanted to make that transformation pop out. That's kind of how he said. The thing said that's kind of how he tried to make Luffy a little bit,
but, based off of those characters or like that time period where it was like that, like
American animation.
That
I don't know how true that is, but it's
kind of could tell.
It
how
can
he
probably
looks,
be pretty true, to be honest with you, because Oda, when he is a fan of something, he pays homage to it,
right?
In the manga. So, like, for example, like, him and, like, he came out, like, One Piece came out first, then Naruto came out. Mm-hmm. But while Naruto was out, he was a big fan of Naruto. Mm-hmm. So, like, he would drop hints of Naruto in, like, manga covers and shit like that. And, like, he would put the Leaf Village logo somewhere in a cover. Or he'd put, like, I think at one point he had, like, Naruto eating, like, ramen with Luffy.
Oh, that's
like,
dope.
So he's, like, when he actually enjoys something, he's not spiteful about it. He doesn't get jealous or envious. More so, he like celebrates it.
Because it looks like Popeye the Sailor Man, kind of now that y'all said it, and how Popeye used to get busy and shit like that. And they would be stretching in those abnormal.
Well, when
know,
is the anime
ways.
Drop? I mean, so Netflix didn't drop
it. August 31st. I took the day off. If anybody 31st? Wants to come over and
watch it.
I will be binging it all day. I'll be getting pizza. Just come through
pizza,
August 31st. Huh?
I thought you can't have pizza.
No, once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, when I'm around, you go. Yeah, I'll take that day off.
Did we?
Look at Wes.
We did. I had
He's so disappointed in him.
Why?
Wes,
no, you gotta look at his face.
Wes, like,
we had that shit Saturday.
He made the pizza.
And I made it, nigga. Don't lie to me. Don't cap.
I haven't had pizza since.
But it's August 9th, though, so you straight. August 31st, you just got to space it out.
I'm good till August 31st. We're going to get Jeff's pizza.
That's on fire.
Yeah. I would have left.
We'll come through.
I don't think I'm about to pull up.
Man.
August 31st is going to be
I'll take off work. So,
but yeah, that broke. Right? I mean, a whole bunch of shit. Just trending all bunch on Twitter. Just beautiful. But again, that animation was just fucking beautiful. And then the next episode that we have coming out on Saturday is gonna be just as good, because it's gonna be the full fight between him and Kaido.
That's so, who he's fighting right now.
Kaido. So it's gonna be nice, it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be great. I already read it, so I already know how it ends, but I can't wait to watch
it.
Luffy does not lose. Spoiler alert, Luffy punches Kaido so hard he ends up going all the way to the center of the earth and then dies.
Damn!
Is it gonna be like a like? So they're gonna make him do it like real cool, like some shit like that. Like, is he gonna wind that bitch up or like?
Yeah,
you know
if
what I'm saying?
I
like,
that's
gonna,
yeah,
like oh,
he
is
gonna,
he, is
gonna
break
get,
the internet when he hit him.
It's gonna get goofy, probably. I forget exactly how he did it, because again, it's been a while since I read that, because we're far past that now. We're on Egghead Island.
Whoa!
Manga's bragging. Far. Yeah, I'll brag.
Somebody get manga.
No new chapters are coming out this week, though.
Panda.
I'm so sad about that. But that was great. All anime lovers been eating like a motherfucker this past few months.
No, for real, Bleach dropped.
Yeah,
it's been
part
back,
two?
Bro. Yeah, part two
came out?
Man, yeah, part two been going crazy. Like, yep. Man, part two been kind of, but then my dog, Renji, what the fuck is his name?
Renji came through,
bro.
And eight
turned the fuck up. Like, he just landed, bro, and it was like, nah. All that other shit y'all been on and y'all thought was cool, like, it ain't on that, bro.
Rukia said, I'm going to head out with them, because where you at right now, he has no chance.
And then just left.
And my man's was like, what are you talking about? I'm superstar.
Bro, his new Bankai, dog. That bitch.
I heard that shit was going ham.
Bro, dog, that bitch turns like a fucking snake eagle arm thing.
Gorilla arm,
bro. Some wild shit like
electricity
that, bro.
Too,
Renji,
at some point.
Yeah, Renji turned the fuck up, bro. And
he looks sweet.
Bro, this new...
He looks
know,
sweet.
He do, bro, but I don't know how I feel about it, because it was like... It's kind of like everybody just displaying their powers, you know what I'm saying? You get an upgrade, you do your shit, and then you get an upgrade.
Well, not everybody's getting upgraded, because them two captains before him got put the fuck down.
They did.
Only a couple people get an upgrade. Kenpachi's got his coming up. That's going to be dope.
Yep.
Rukia got hers. When you see Rukia's Bankai, that's about to be.
Oh, she's going
to
turn out too? Oh, yeah. That's going to be lit, bro.
That's going to be hot.
Because the Quincy's been whooping their ass, bro, for about
You know what?
A season and a half now.
They've been
dragging their ass through hell, bro.
Well,
dragging
some,
ass,
some of the captains been coming through. Like Dog Man, I always forget his name. He came through and fucked that bitch up.
Yeah, and then he killed himself.
He did have to sacrifice his heart in the process.
How many seasons is it?
This is one season, but it's like part one, part two.
Yeah, shit. But you got to get through all the rest to get here.
Oh yeah, I ain't watching none of that shit, bro. I ain't okay.
Thousand Year Blood War is lit. My boy Kenpachi is about to come through. I fucking love Kenpachi.
Yeah.
It's in the part one. Talking
who the about Frost Baku homie? This whole time.
Hmm? Who the Frost homie?
I always forget his name. Short dude.
He turned up, but like he kind of just like fizzled out though. Like
he comes. He's about to come back.
Oh, he about to come back.
He about to come back with some new shit.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait.
Get fucked up.
I'm really turned to see how Ichigo land though, because like I see how Renji showed up, and I'm like, he coming in this bitch like this, man. Ichigo gonna come in that bitch.
They about to release Aizen too. Urahara about to go in too. I can't wait. They got some shit coming.
Okay, yeah, no, Bleach been
the animation too. Every episode, bro. There's not a single scene that doesn't look clean. No. Not a single scene.
I do like that with the new animation and everything. Like, them budgets are like,
bro.
Because like the same thing with I know we always go back to Demon Slayer, but with Demon Slayer, like them, every episode looked like a movie.
They taking their time, bro. That's lit.
That's good.
Like,
that's cute.
I like that.
Yeah, no, for real, dead ass, man. So like, it's been dope. Bleach is fire. Jujutsu Kaisen.
I gotta catch up,
bro. Where you at?
My boy Toji, bro.
I finished the first episode. I watched it. No, I watched it on my own. I watched the first episode, then I came here and watched Zero. And the ending of Zero was so fucking good, but yeah. I did not love
Zero.
I gotta start the what's it called?
You know, Zero is great. But in the first five episodes of this season, you see why Ghetto is the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking great, and I love it. Because like when you meet him in these first five episodes, he's like super optimistic. He's like, "Yo, we gotta protect humans."
That's why I was so like, I'm like, "Oh shit, this is him in the movie."
Yeah,
this is like, what the fuck happened? Mm. You're like, you gotta watch.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You watch season two, you gonna see what Toji will do to you.
Toji, they got a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie. The movie was it's like a prequel, right? It's like a prequel.
No. The movie is takes place. So. The movie takes place a year before Jujutsu Kaisen.
That bitch kicked in too, dog. I was like,
I know. I know. When y'all was over here talking about Bleach, I thought y'all was talking about Baku. I was like,
Baki.
I'm like,
I thought you said Bakugan.
I did say Baki. No, I said Baki.
Bro, I started watching Baki season two, bro. Like, randomly as fuck, bro. Man, dog, the Predator homie started raping a bitch, bro, on live TV. They out of pocket.
God damn, son. I mean, speaking on rape, I watched Berserk.
I was
there. Yeah, no.
Rapey. But it was bloody.
Yeah, bloody. That's an aggressive.
Bro, that shit is so, bro.
Berserk 97,
I understood why, like, emo kids was emo in, like, the 90s and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, Berserk was they shit because that shit is, like, it's bleak.
It is so sad.
It's so, like, and this the 97 one, so, like, I haven't watched the other ones yet.
So it got, like, that original art style.
It got that 90s art style.
Oh, gorgeous.
I love that
got
style, that, bro. That, like, that Ninja Scroll, like, fucking real, yep. Just, like, you know, hand-drawn.
Yeah,
that's lit.
Where
you watch 97 on?
YouTube.
Oh, crazy. YouTube that shit.
Yeah, YouTube.
I'm on
that
YouTube
shit.
That shit tonight.
Yo, so like the whole.
I'm gonna get pizza tonight, bro. She be bullshit.
Yo, hold on. Wait.
Cause I played my night out, bro. In my head, I'm like, dog, I can get on YouTube, watch Berserk 97, and get some pizza, bro. I'm like,
oh, if you gonna get some pizza on your way home, stop off at Marky's on 9 Mile in between Shaner and Hayes.
He don't go to 9 Mile.
That shit sound far.
Oh no, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
But no, I know what you talking about. That shit fire.
It is so good.
It might be worth it.
It is.
Right. Yeah,
They're open till 2 a.m.
Oh.
Damn. It's like a bar time. But anyway, bro, yeah, bro. The 90s and 90s and
97. That style, right?
Yeah. And no, like the ending was like very bleak. Like all his people died. Damn, in front of his girl get like stuffed in front of him. Like his best friend like give up his whole army.
Yeah.
Not only his army,
but his boys. Yeah,
those were his boys. Like they died for him.
That's like if I gave up all y'all.
And it was even worse because he sacrificed. I mean, it was quick too. It was like, we can do this for you. All right.
Bitch.
Yo, Gutsless sitting there like
Guts the nigga, was fighting.
What? Like, no, he fought to the death, though. Like, the demon was biting his arm. Yeah. He chopping his arm off trying to get his girl and everything. Bro, it was...
Guts is a monster, dude.
Sheesh.
Guts damn, is a monster.
That shit was intense, huh?
That shit was intense.
Let me tell you. Damn, let me tell you.
Only 25 episodes.
He ain't tell you.
Only 25 episodes.
He ain't tell you the worst part.
You watched all three of it on YouTube?
Yeah, it took me like a year. But yeah, I did it.
He ain't tell you the worst part.
I be bullshitting.
He ain't tell you the worst part.
Where, first in the rape?
Damn, it's well, got a body yeah. in front of him, though?
But look, because Guts,
a body in front
Guts,
of him.
Guts was with the girl, uh-huh. right? Yeah. You find out he done knocked her up.
He knocked up who?
He knocked up Casca. I don't know how you pronounce her name.
Wait, I thought she died. She didn't die?
Hold on.
Okay.
Time out.
Okay.
Spoiler.
Okay.
So he knocks her up, right?
Yeah.
And then that's when Griffith makes the sacrifice and kills the whole squad. But for some odd reason with her, he comes down in his new demon body and R's her.
Rapes her?
Yup.
Damn.
And then kills the baby inside of her.
Damn.
In the process.
A fucking?
Trigger warning.
And then it is like, it's still, like, it gets infected with the demon, like,
infected.
Shit. Because it becomes like a stillborn. And then it
worse than
it kind of protects them.
I guess if you die, right?
I'm going to take it that way. It kind of like protects them, but then it gets eaten by another demon later on. That got weird.
So make it like demon food?
It's weird, but either way, it's fucked up, and then he makes Guts watch it.
Is Guts the main guy?
Guts is the homie. That's his best friend.
Yeah, that's his best friend. And he was like, yo, bro, I need you, but now you...
Yeah, that's but he was girl. Bitter after that, because he was like... Because Griffith was very possessive. He was told Guts, he was like, you're mine.
Yeah.
Like, I need you, you're mine.
He so beat him in the duel.
And then Guts was like, I'm leaving, dog. He's like, shoot the ones for it, right? Yeah. And Guts... off rip, and then just went on his merry way. Griffith went insane, right? Then went fuck the princess, but then he got caught.
No, princess. No, he ain't fuck her.
He did.
He R worded her.
No, that was consensual.
No, it
was. No, it was. It was.
Bro, she's told the dude to stop. She
no,
said no,
she was in love with him. No, they did. And I mean, I read the manga. They fucked for real.
Did you watch it yet? Last week?
I read the manga.
I'm like, yo, bro.
Like, they fucked for real. That was consensual, but they got ratted on.
Somebody
the maid ratted on him, and her dad wanted to fuck her. So then he put Griffith in the prison and then tortured him for however long he was in there.
They
like
cut
a
off
year.
His dick, bro.
They cut off his tongue. They cut the tendons in his hands and his legs so he couldn't move.
Boy, was
all because the dad wanted to fuck his daughter.
So is Guts the main character?
Guts is the main character. This is Griffith that this is getting
happened to. Oh, this is man's.
Yeah, this is boy. This is what happened after Guts left him. Guts left him, and Griffith just was like, to go fuck this. That, the other, then dad found out, and dad was like, oh, I was going to fuck, and then he...
This is a very accurate description of it, except it was a little bit more R-word.
More rapey?
In the manga, it was... Because she was in love with him.
I mean, I get why we can't say it.
She was... No, in the manga, she was in love with him.
Because it was in there, not because you said the word. I'm only censoring myself. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
I censor myself. I feel uncomfortable saying that shit. But nothing else I feel uncomfortable saying. Nothing else. Just that. Like, I suck, you know, dog sucking season. I say that all day.
Yeah, man.
In the manga, she was in love with him.
life experiences.
Yeah,
she was in love with him, though.
That Berserk shit was very...
rapey.
That shit was very like it was very draining. Pause.
It's very dark.
It's very dark.
Damn, bro.
Top tier emo. Right? It's not Attack on Titan
that
level.
That should be uncomfortable to watch. That's what I'm trying to
That's
say.
That's what I'm
God.
Saying.
Then,
but Attack on Titan don't really got no
shit.
Like
Guts
no
got
rape
too.
In there.
And then that 90 fucking style art makes it really dark.
Exactly.
Too, you feel me? Yeah, like I know where y'all going with shit. Yeah.
The storyline is actually so good though.
But no, it's a whole because Guts he a loner, but he got a sword.
Yeah,
and like
get busy and shit.
He get busy and shit, and then he meet Griffin and shit.
He's a loner, but he's got a sword.
He's a loner. Yeah, he don't.
But he's got his trusty sword.
He got his sword and everything.
That's his plan.
Then he meet Griffin and shit, and Griffin he said, "Yo, if I beat you, I get you mine."
Yeah.
And Griffin beat. He's like Guts. Like, man, I'll knock this little
white
hair nigga off this goddamn horse. Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
I just listened to some Playboy Cardi too. I'm lit, nigga. So Griffin embarrassed this nigga in front of the bad bitch and the army. So it's like, yo, you gotta join me now.
Oh, yep. Griffin embarrassed Guts.
Yeah, that was when they first met.
Yeah, that's when they first met. But then like some years pass, and then you know they. The bond. They together for three years.
And then Gus got stronger, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And man, then it was a monster. He killed 100 people in one fight.
Oh, my dog.
By himself.
That shit was
fire.
By himself.
Fire. But it was the anime 90s tropes. But no. No, it wasn't. Because he was sending five people in at him at a time. And he was like, yo, just attack him at once. And he would take them all out.
He had that big ass sword. He's swinging and just cut all of them in half.
Damn.
That shit bitch got reach.
Yeah, but
I'm
then,
still reading right now, though.
But yeah, after a while, he was like, you know what, man? I want to go do my own thing. I've been working for you, killing people for you. I want to go do my own thing.
Just like BTS.
Just like BTS.
Yeah, you know.
Or One Direction.
Or 1D. Or BTR.
Or NSYNC.
Or NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I don't know what you just said.
Or Wu-Tang.
Oh, Backstreet Boys.
I never heard him say it like that.
Or Destiny's Child.
Like, yeah. Yo, bro, yeah. I want to go have my Beyonce moment. TLC. I don't want to fucking.
TLC never broke up. Not on purpose.
You're not going to do that because I love Left Eye.
But Left Eye, that crazy bitch, bro.
Come on, dog. Who don't want a crazy bitch sometimes?
That's what I'm saying. I think Left Eye set up the architect for my life.
Damn,
she got you here?
Nah, just the type of female I think I attract.
Okay.
Crazy,
bro, she burned shoes and houses down.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
you know the end of Berserk. You know the end of Berserk.
Keep going back.
You know what happened to Griffith?
No, I didn't see.
Yeah, but anyway, he was like, yo, I want to go do my own thing, and then that's when boom happened.
She was just damaged.
Griffith said, yo, you gotta. If you can beat me, you can leave.
I feel like I can feel that void.
Are you still talking about Left Eye?
Yes.
She's gone, bro. Like, god damn. Let her be. Let her
rest.
I'm saying that void needed to be filled, you know.
Not with ice cream.
Six-year-old me could have filled that void. Bro.
Six-year-old?
He was over there watching BET like, yeah.
I don't want
no scrub. I ain't no scrub, Left Eye.
I would never be in the passenger side.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't chase no water. He was in the pool talking about waterfall.
Waterfall.
I ain't gonna chase no waterfall.
I was in the shower.
What are you talking about?
This is a waterfall. I can't stand it.
I'll take baths, little baby.
Power Rangers.
You were singing that shit too.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, it was around the Power Rangers.
That's the Red Rangers.
Go, Jason Waterfall.
Go, Jason Waterfall.
You got an imagination on your kid. Yeah. Jesus, that's something I would think about. That's nice.
Speaking of imagination, Jesus, I'm kidding. That's on me. That's my bad.
Yo, my Berserk thing was. That was it. I really liked it. That's the end of my take.
You got to read it. I'm gonna buy the collection. I'll let you borrow it.
Okay. He's talking about reading. Can somebody read it to me?
I'll read it to you. Bedtime story, baby.
You went to DPS?
Excuse me?
You went to DPS? My bad.
Yeah, I did go to DPS.
Me too. I was inquiring.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's why I'm so fucking lazy. I want somebody else to do it.
I didn't even graduate, so this is worse.
All right.
That's cool, bro. I graduated eventually.
Yeah, I graduated all on time. You said eventually.
Oh, wow, dude. Light flex. Go fuck yourself.
All right.
I didn't graduate.
He looking down on me too.
It was like 2 years later.
We grad 2009.
Okay. I was supposed to graduate in 07 though.
God damn, Marty!
I was just
what
like,
the fuck?
I kept going and stopped going because I'm like this shit boring, bro.
It's boring. What you think you a static shock something? Nigga, go to class. Marty, come on!
I met a hooker skipping class.
Bro, I sat with my counselor, dog.
I never showed up.
But you gotta have that shit to.
What the fuck happened? I sat with my counselor, bro, in like March, and they was like, bro, you ain't been to school on Friday this whole year. I'm like, yeah, man, my bad. Dog.
That's what
like,
I do at my job.
Bored, bro, because like, I was bored, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
You didn't want to hear about the tectonic plates?
I think I was too smart, bro. I was in one of them homies,
tectonic.
Like.
Tectonic?
That was, I collect information like super fucking fast. So yeah, if I wasn't being challenged, I'd be so
another. That is another thing, too. Like, you got to realize that everybody learns differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people learn visually, some people learn physically, some people learn can have something repeated to them one time and just everybody learn different.
I used to sell report cards.
But you still got to go to school. Exactly. That's a fucking skill.
Yeah, I was selling DVDs in a bitch. I was selling porno DVDs.
We heard your story.
You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, baby.
I used to sell report cards for $20.
Volume 45.
Oh my god, he was doing the pink
$20 a piece.
See what I'm saying, bro? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was hustlers in that bitch, man. You knew who you was in high school because you was already on that shit.
Utilizing skills that you're going to have for the rest of your life.
And I think school should, like, honor that. They're like, bro, you really...
Ooh, shit.
The crazy thing is, economics. My AP art teacher did. So, because I used to skip her class every single day. It was 6th hour.
But she understood
what you... Well, I would skip. And as soon as I'd get in, I would leave. And so one day she told me, she says, if you can teach the class one thing that I can't, I'll let you skip for the rest of the year.
She tried to coach Carter this nigga. You can do coach this.
So I did. Because I, you know, I was doing graphic work because I played Naruto Arena back in the day. And on the boards, like when you school communicate with everybody. Shit. Hold on.
Okay.
None of the people I played with shot schools.
They shot at somebody, but it wasn't this school.
Maybe. I haven't talked to a couple of them in a minute. But
that's why.
I had to make graphics because, you know, you would communicate on the boards and you'd have, like, little signatures and shit, little avatars. So I had to make my own. So I learned how to do a lot of shit.
Don't shoot our fans.
Huh? Don't shoot at our fans.
Don't shoot at our
fans. But
don't Doja Cat us.
What? Don't Doja Cat us.
Yeah, Doja Cat shooting at our fans.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't go in chat rooms.
Anyway,
I taught the kids some shit one day, and then I never went back to class.
That sounds lit.
See?
Never went back. See? I used to skip school with Boudreaux and Vernell.
Mm-hmm. I know you used to skip school
and
with
Boudreaux. Wayne sometimes would join us, and we would get on the bus, and we would just go up to the mall, go up to Toys R Us. We went and bought
Toys
Beyblades.
Y'all went to Toys R Us?
Yeah, we got Beyblades.
I used to turn up with
Beyblades.
We
took the bus.
Bro.
You couldn't beat me, so something.
We met a hooker on the bus. Can we get Beyblades?
Spin the block, bro.
Bro.
We'll get a Beyblade, but we won't get a battle arena because those ones fucking suck. Yeah. When I was poor and a child,
bro,
we used pots and pans.
I will whoop your ass if you fuck my pot up with no goddamn blade. But at the time, I understand you. But I was a middle class one, and I had the motherfucking. I had my mom's got me
the
arena
launcher and shit, bro.
She got me the metal bitch one, and she got me the electric one. We had money.
Okay,
I didn't. I had a pot and a pan.
I don't understand y'all high school dropouts.
I had the fucking finger banger.
I love you.
I lost that bitch. But the trigger Joan ain't work as good as the little one.
No. If you jerk off the most,
bro,
your rip game
of a kid
is so hard.
No, dead ass, bro. Like you had to practice. Game? You had to practice, man. So you would beat off the night before. Like,
yeah.
I'm about to tear dog.
Two or three times.
Strong as fuck.
I was like 10. I wasn't beating off then.
Weak.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, shit. My bad.
Do, bro. Step
but no.
I think I started beating off at 11.
What? I bought, like, you know, when you was a kid, you used to be able to buy stuff on DirecTV and shit. So I bought, like, a whole lot of Playboys and shit. You can, like, buy shit on the
TV. I didn't have that. I was poor.
I was like 12.
You was 12 when you started? Yeah. All right, what about you?
I don't even remember. Maybe, like, 5th or 6th grade?
Damn, that's early.
I had older brothers who introduced me to porn.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I didn't have older brothers.
I watched porn for like the first time in like third, second grade. Damn. I was there when the towers fell.
It was beating this shit when the towers fell. He like, huh?
Nick!
What happened?
Nick, the tower. One of the towers just got hit.
You over there watching G out of the mic?
What is it?
God damn, that's the love of my life.
I know.
God damn.
Sarah J just dropped in. He ain't trying to hear
the
that.
The towers
shit.
Are dropping. She's dropping.
No, and then back in the day, like we didn't have like internet during that time. No. Like, some people did.
Squiggly
we had fucking magazines.
Bro, what was the wildest shit you got busy to, bro? Wow. The wildest shit you got busy to? Mine was the I had GameCube and it was WWE wrestling, and then I used to watch the entrance, like the theme songs and shit.
Wait, you talking about beating off to?
Yeah,
you used to beat off to the entrance music.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Wes, you got to say yours too.
Trish Stratus. What's the one? The redhead.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking just to the music.
Nah, the little videos and shit.
Oh.
Lita.
I got to think of mine.
The bitches was tripping.
Yeah, I was about
little
to say
squiggly channels, and
channels
shit.
And you catch a nipple, and you don't know whose nipple. You're just gonna assume it was a lady.
And you're like, boob is
I
that?
Got it.
My side boob.
And then you just release at that nipple. That nipple.
Girls going wild. The
commercials?
Commercials.
Yeah.
I would
have to say, look, Howard Stern, when they would interview
Howard
like strippers
Stern.
Or
something.
Yeah, yeah.
And, dog, and the porn
as
stars
a kid,
would be
you did whatever you could.
When I had my first cell phone, you know, they used to, like, you stayed up late at night, they used to tell you this number you used to
yo,
text.
Yo. You I called text,
them? No, I texted this one thing for, like, the whole summer. And then my mom's got the bill. She was like, yo! And I'm like, yo, we should just call. We should just talk. She's like, I don't even know if it was a girl. It might have been it might have been my mom. I don't know who the fuck.
It was a World of Warcraft guy.
Yeah, you could have been Andrew Tate.
Could have been.
Like,
could have been.
Who the fuck? Dog.
Bro.
She got that bitch. And then she said it at like a, it wasn't like when we was alone. It was at a barbecue.
Yo. In front of the whole fam, bro.
No. It wasn't. No.
worse. It wasn't our family barbecue. It was a friend of the family's, and I liked the girl there.
No.
Damn, she called you out with the girl there.
Yeah, she know what she did. She waited later into the day till I was dribbling the ball, running around. Oh. Hold on, bro. Come here. Nigga, who the fuck are you texting in Colorado? I ain't texting nobody in Colorado. And you spending money on ringtone. Up, dog. It was. I used to go ham.
Dog.
Ham. Retarded ass shit. Yeah.
And they charged my parents like
$10.
I didn't even get a ringtone.
Just went on there and just look at them.
You can't do stuff. They get you.
Bro,
you
and then do it don't stuff. Be the beat. It just be a
jingle of it.
A jingle of it.
Dog, I didn't, you can steal them bitches, bro.
You can't now.
No, no, not.
Still then.
No, yeah. But I didn't know that back then. And then then they had the phone with the recorder and shit. You just hold it up,
bro,
to the.
Yeah. Up, I recorded. I been, yeah, bro.
Stealing shit.
I was a good kid, man. Being back here, good city.
Easter.
Ah, shit.
Oh, we stealing everything.
My ringtone was me screaming. No, I was like, booty, as loud as I possibly could. People used to get so scared. Let me tell y'all a story real quick.
Bubba Sparks.
Let me tell y'all a story real quick.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Let me tell y'all a story real quick.
Bounce
about something that happened to me when I was younger. It didn't happen to me, but it happened in public where I was.
When you was young,
when I was younger, I was at a Little Caesars.
Were you near a church?
No, I was at a Little Caesars on Hayes and 10 Mile. Not a church.
Okay.
And I didn't go near
Hayes and 10 Mile. Oh, he was already asking for it.
That's where the butter parm started. Yep, Bob. You go Bob. Walk in, I want a Bob all over. And they would just.
Exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah, man.
No, it was the same price. Or it was, they didn't charge you at all. But I was in there. Friday nights were always bopping in that bitch, okay?
Uh-huh.
Lying out the door usually, right?
Uh-huh. Right?
And they had like 5 seats that you could sit in, always packed. And I'm sitting in one waiting for my shit. I already ordered and everything. I'm waiting for my shit and this dude walks in, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a Home Depot NASCAR jacket on. So you already know he's got a little bit of a screw loose. Something's wrong with my man.
He off it already.
He walk in like he got the biggest dick, and he go over to the drinks. He grab himself a Mountain Dew, so he's one of them. He's one of them.
Talladega Nights.
And then all of a sudden grabs Mountain Dew, and then he just screams, "Everybody's dancing!" Everybody just goes silent.
Hey, it's a tip out.
And then he just goes, "I'm Jesus Christ!" And the dude at the counter was like, "I'll act." And he goes, "You're next." Cash him out, dude just left. I'm like, he's either not crazy and he just cut everybody to get that Mountain Dew real quick. Because nobody wants a crazy person in the store with him.
No.
Nobody does.
No, it makes it so
that's genius thinking. Yeah. Or he's fucking insane. He was wearing a Home Depot NASCAR jacket.
Or he really Jesus.
No. Jesus would never watch NASCAR. No. No, this was back in the day, so yeah. Nowadays, no.
Y'all ain't hear what this nigga just said, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. This nigga just said Jesus will never watch NASCAR. I can't wait till the people who watch NASCAR get on his ass. I cannot wait. I
can't wait for us to get this bag and they jump on his ass.
Fuck. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let me harken back to 54.
They go ahead, let them come at me, bro. They're gonna end up like Dale Earnhardt.
No, I got him. I got him. I got him. I'll bring a chair.
See?
I'll bring a chair.
You coming that bitch like Thor?
Yeah, exactly. With a beam on that bitch. All right. Yeah, he said it.
He gonna do this shit.
Shut the fuck back, Chad. Get your NASCAR ass down for our final destination, this bitch.
We're gonna air grab the chair, bro.
Duh.
Close that bitch.
That's
I got you, bro.
Good looks.
Yeah. You defended me with the Spider-Verse shit, so I got you.
Y'all gonna be in that bitch like the Dudley brothers, the Dudley boys.
Exactly.
Fuck it. Hey, Dudleys. I'm gonna ruin all their KFC the limited edition NASCAR buckets.
Tables, letters,
call it that. Call the episode Dudley Boys.
Yes.
The Dudley NASCAR brothers. NASCAR on it.
I'm putting a KFC bucket on that bitch.
Put Jesus in the damn.
I'm gonna put Jesus coming out the bucket, and he had risen.
Oh my god, y'all!
Just like the biscuit,
hilarious.
And
just like the biscuit.
Nope. Anyways, anything else before we get up out of here, bro?
I swear I had a question, but I can't. I don't even remember. I swear I don't remember it. I had.
I was about to ask the question.
What
that Mike asked that I asked you yesterday about summer school, but we're not.
No, that's not a question. That's a statement, a true statement.
Well,
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to know? You
wanna know? off the mic for sure.
Listen, I'm gonna try to PC it up.
No, you're not gonna be able to.
Nope,
we're done here. We're done.
We done. Nope. Because you teach
your kids. Just kids stay in school.
There you go.
Kids summer school. Like y'all.
Summer school.
No,
you're a lot safer there. Anyway,
a lot safer.
See you, Space Cowboys.
No, I ain't do the thing yet.
Oh. I was trying to get out of here before we say some fucked up shit.
I was going
to
say
I'm trying to be responsible today.
Like that one, huh? That.
With Helen Keller?
Helen Keller.
You don't know if he exists, but he called her Anne Frank.
See what I'm saying?
My bad. I got the two girls
Nick
mixed up.
Nick,
that's home
Nick,
two
Nick,
girls.
Nope. Nick, do your thing. See what I'm saying? Nick, do your thing.
See you, Space Cowboys, later.
We out.